In the court of Judicial Judge John Dietz, six parties laid out their case. The Texas Tribune's Morgan Smith says four are saying that after the last legislature cut education funding by $5.4 billion, they could no longer adequately educate students, nor could they pay for the rising student population or the tougher testing standards. They want a new funding system. On this first day of court, Smith says the judge also heard from a group representing charter schools.
They're saying that they're dealing with all of the same inequities and that the traditional school districts are dealing with, except for on a larger scale because they don't get this facility's funding.
Smith says the judge heard from another party, representing school choice groups with ties to voucher proponents and business interests.
Their lawyer today argued that the public education system is a monopoly, and because of that, it's inherently inefficient.
Smith says that group argued more money may not solve the education problem because it's more a matter of efficiently spending that money. Smith says when it was the state's turn, Texas rejected any blame.
The state said today that if there is any inefficiency in the system, and I think the state does acknowledge that there are flaws in the system, but that comes as a result of decisions that are made on the local level, not the state level. So they're basically saying that it's the school district's fault that we're in this situation.
The case is expected to take weeks, could end up in the state Supreme Court, and may not be decided until after next year's legislative session has ended. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.